This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture yourself in a sticky situation. What the hell? You don't want to face it. Nothing left to do but turn to the internet for some sage advice, yeah. Everybody with a semi-successful sketch show should be able to find some sound advice and info. Tell me what to do, cause I don't wanna be here. This is shaking up here.
That was sick. That was so
sick. Oh my
sick.
Gosh. Oh,
great
golly.
Great theme song.
That was way
too loud. What's the
loud.
Matter, bud? Was it too much
yeah.
for you, bud? I thought it was
loud.
Pretty neat, bud.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure you did. That was Eric from the band Bad Magic.
That's cool. Thanks, Eric. I thought that was incredible.
It's a good thing we didn't play it right at first because he kept sending us updated versions of the theme song. So that one was... the third
final,
and final,
final,
mix.
Final. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
We'll call
waited.
It a polished final. A polished vinyl on final. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, as you could always do, we're now recording the Zoom / in person mm-hmm. records as video episodes.
Correct.
You can see that I'm dealing with a series of shadows.
Yeah. You
actually,
certainly
I've
are.
Been doing more puppetry recently. I don't know if you can see that.
That's cool. I'm glad you're getting back into your puppeteering. You, that's good. That's a dog. That's
yeah.
really nice.
Well, that's nice, right?
Let's see if you can cast the shadow of your dick on the back wall, because that'd be interesting, because then it would finally look big since you have such a, there it is. That's good. Yeah. It looks like a baby's fist. That's awesome.
Not really a baby's fist. It's a mangina.
Oh my God.
I'm serious.
You do have a mangina.
I said Eric, right? Eric Novak from Bad Magic.
You did say Eric. Yeah.
All right, cool. Last episode, we talked about how we should get vaccinated and boosted and how I was going to Vegas and how I might get COVID and all that stuff.
Yeah. And then
and then I went to Vegas and then I got COVID. I felt sick there.
You were actually one of the people that everybody else is warned about, a sick person in Vegas.
That's right. Because
you got COVID right before you left.
It's either right before I left or on the way there, because I started not feeling great on the Thursday I arrived.
Oh my God.
Which is exactly a week ago. And then by Friday night, I felt ill. And then we were leaving Saturday morning.
Did you do anything on Friday night or did you stay in the hotel?
We like had such a long day on Friday that by the time like it got to 10 p.m., I felt so tired and ill that I like kind of collapsed in our hotel room.
Did other people stay up? Did other people stay out?
No. I mean, I'm sure other people did. I was just there with one other couple and they were also kind of beat from the long day.
I see. What was the occasion? Why did you go?
The occasion was Sean's girlfriend's birthday, like a birthday trip. And so it was like four of us, two couples hanging out.
A couple, and you, I forgot, you, Avital left you and you have a new girlfriend, right?
Yeah, Sherry. Yeah, she works in Sherry. Vegas, so she hooked us up completely.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she was the one who actually gave me monkeypox 3 weeks ago, if you remember.
Right, she gave you the vaccine and the antidote, which is to have it.
No, Maxine, her twin sister, gave me the vaccine. Right. Yeah, and
Maxine
Sherry
with
gave
the vaccine.
Yeah. And then I just felt like crap for the weekend, and now as I start to get better, I still have a very sore throat. I can't get rid of this feeling in my throat that it's
are you still
covered
testing
in,
positive?
Yeah. Oh no, God, I'm okay. Still testing positive for sure. But I just wish
you
didn't
have
hurt
long
to
COVID
swallow.
For sure.
Yeah. Long COVID is when it lasts more than 4 days. I'm fucked, basically. But yeah. I can't remember the last time I had a sore throat, let alone one that lasted a week.
Yeah. So you like can't, it hurts to swallow?
It hurts to swallow, which you do, you know, thousands of times a day. And you don't really think about it until it hurts to swallow.
Does it hurt to be? Like, does it hurt at rest? If you're just sitting there?
If I don't, at first it did. Like the first few nights, I was like, it's already dry. And I know if I swallow, it's worse. Now it's like that part is over. But when I swallow, it's as if there's like a slice on the inside of my throat. And it's like, acid coming through every time. So that has brutal. Not. So Ben recommended this to me, this sore throat spray. I've never done a spray before.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever done a nasal spray?
Yeah. I think I think the Afrin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you just, I used to do that when I had a cold. Streeter put me on that tip actually. When we were, because we would go on tour, we'd get sick on like night one. We had three or four more days.
Instantly sick. Always.
Yeah.
Without fail.
I was big on that Afrin tip. It really helps.
And it is a tip. You're supposed to stick it in your nose. I've never done that. I've never done this throat spray. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to God it tastes like the... anyway, I thought I'd do it on the podcast so we could discuss it. But I'm hoping that it has that same flavor as a cough drop. You know, like when a cough drop is melting in you and you're just like, ooh. It gives me some instant menthol-y relief.
I feel like it will.
I'm hoping it's just that concentrated into a spray.
Right. Because what you wouldn't want is for it to be like a Listerine.
Yeah.
You don't like gum. You don't like mint. You wouldn't like... Would you spray like Benaca in your mouth?
No, never used Benaca.
You never used Benaca?
Never used Benaca, yeah. I don't even like Listerine strips.
We just got some Benaca for the house.
Really?
But the dog eats the leash sometimes, and what you're supposed to do is like spray his mouth with Benaca. He doesn't like it. Then you spray the leash, like the part that he always eats, with the Benaca.
So he doesn't eat the leash, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he stops doing that. But yeah, I was curious. I almost sprayed some in my mouth.
Yeah.
Because it's been a minute since I had Benaca.
Like I remember the 90s had spray deodorant. They has to like spray your hair. Mm-hmm.
It was a major aerosol era.
Yeah, that we don't really do that anymore.
An era de sol.
Nice. Okay, so here we go. Ready? Mucinex. Yeah. Gonna do this throat. And I guess it's like habit forming. You're not supposed to do this very often. So
right, that's what they said about Afrin too.
Right, yeah. I'm kind of afraid to like it at this point. Forget hating it.
Yeah, I think you're going to be fine.
I'll do the Jim Carrey. No.
You're putting it down. Sure. Let's go to a break 15 minutes early. Come back. We never mention it.
Sherry actually pranked my ass. She put Lysol in here. You wench. I love her to death. All right, ready?
She's good.
First few pumps, nothing came out. There's a lot of pressure. You think it's one of those things where I have to open it and take off that and then put it back on?
You have a trash can? Just spray it a couple times into the trash can. Get that nice mist so you're not getting an ugly spurt.
Hey,
in your
Sherry,
mouth.
Jake's asking if I can spray this at you.
Oh my God, what side of the room is she on?
That's a fucking goof situation. Let's see here. Let's spray into
so
this
toxic
cup.
For you guys.
Okay, we got the spray. We got the spray, right?
Okay. Yeah. He's wincing, folks. He doesn't like it. You look like my dog when he had the Panaca. You're crying.
You think I swallow or just let it?
I think you. I think you swallow it because I think it has to cool on the way down. I think it's got a...
Oh, my God. It is like the concentrated. I'm numb, basically. My tongue is numb.
Yeah, I guess that's how... That's what makes it stop hurting, right? It's just... Don't wash it down. You got to let it coat. It's got to coat the throat.
It really does feel... It feels like somebody... Novocaine.
I can't talk. What a dumb thing to do before we have a podcast. We should have saved this for the end. You can't speak. You have a fat tongue.
It's you have to read questions. This is crazy. It feels like, oh my God. So it has benzocaine, which I guess is what they put on your gums like before they inject it.
Oh, yeah.
To make it numb.
Right.
It's incredibly numbing. This is crazy. This should be sold.
Ben's a drug dealer for giving that to you.
Ben is actually short for benzocaine now.
Whoa. Benzocaine Schwartz.
This is so bizarre. This is so weird. Like, it's a...
Yeah, you're chewing on nothing. You're just like smacking your lips.
It's like... the numbness, but it's just a spray, so it's like a little bit here is numb, a little bit under my tongue,
yeah, and your lip,
in my throat, yeah. Like it's like I got smoothie all over me, but instead of smoothie it's numb.
Does it
I don't
feel,
know if this was good.
Does the throat hurt?
I guess it does hurt less, you know. I didn't think I I didn't directly aim it at where I thought the sores were. It was just like a general blast,
right? You kind of put it on like it was Banaka instead of... You should try one more time and aim it at the sores. Your mouth is already numb. What do you have to lose?
I don't even know.
Let's go one more time at the sores.
At the source, because
otherwise you don't
source.
Even know if it works. Yeah, it's got to go towards the sources.
Over the course of the podcast, you convinced me to drink this entire thing. I really think you should have a shot, because that way it goes all the way through.
This just playing in a courtroom after you're dead. I'm on trial. I mean, I didn't know it would kill him, right?
The girl from Plainville.
Yeah,
I think I'm not supposed to do multiple sprays, and I've already done like three or four.
No, you haven't. You can handle it. You're
How
a
long
big boy,
stay
aren't
dumb,
you?
I'm freaking out.
Does it say, look on the directions. Does it say how much you're supposed to have?
Don't use. What
it
the
says
hell?
Don't use. It's a skull and crossbones on this thing. The it's fuck?
Bleach? There's no way.
Rat poison? Sherry.
You card. It just chip. Says supervise use, so I guess you're the supervisor.
I'm watching. I'm right here. Okay. Yeah.
One more.
Come on. Here we go. One time. All the way down the throat, bud. There he goes. Good boy. Good boy.
Ah. 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 I didn't want that. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I was thinking how hard it must be to have like a 2-year-old kid with a sore throat because they have no idea what the hell's going on. They right. must think like...
And they don't want the medicine.
You're doing it to them. Yeah. They really don't want the medicine.
Yeah. It's kind of That's kind of how it is with the dog too.
Yeah, you have to trick it.
Yeah. Just putting ear medicine in him a couple weeks ago. It's just like, it was torture. And then he would get it in and then just like run away from us. Like, we don't want to do it either, man. You're the one with a fucking yeast infection.
One of my friends who has a kid.
Yeah.
So numb. So numb. said that like his 3-year-old just refused to drink this cough syrup. And so they literally had to like waterboard him, like hold him down, hold his nose, open his mouth and pour the medicine.
Oh my God. Yeah, what else do you do?
And now, like, the kid is afraid of them a little bit. Like, it's like, all right, I'll do it, but just don't hold my nose.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
Psychological torture just to get him to take a Robitussin.
Yeah, like, in that case, what's, like, what if, like, you say, if you drink this, I'll take you to Disney World. And then they
don't.
They're like, fine. And then you don't. It's like, I can't really take you to Disney World every time you take medicine. You get that, right?
Yeah, like, they can't hold a grudge when they're like 12. You'd be like, yeah, I lied to you to get you to take medicine. Now that you're old enough to understand. Yeah.
Right. Is that ultimately better than waterboarding them? I would argue yes. I think if I had a kid, I would bribe them to do stuff and then take it back. Daddy got you again, didn't he?
Yeah.
Shouldn't trust daddy.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because now they can't trust daddy.
But every once in a while, we'll just go to Disney World randomly. You know?
Oh, that's cool.
Just all these fucking mind games.
I also heard a story recently where a dad lied to his kids saying that they were going to go fishing.
Oh, God.
But they were actually going to Disneyland. So like as they were driving to Disneyland, he's like, oh, no, I forgot the fishing poles. I guess we got to go to Disneyland. But they were so dead set on going fishing that they started crying. Like, I don't want to go to Disneyland. I thought we were going fishing.
That's so funny.
God. You promised me a really cheap dinghy and a fucking pole. And now you have to pay $700 and I don't want to be here anymore.
Kids have long memories too. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah, you'll remember that forever. Oh my God. Ah, what a unique, a weird moment for us to, this is our first podcast where I can't feel my tongue/throat. I guess this is better.
The throat feels better.
Yeah, and that I can't feel it.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's the point. I think you just basically keep on numbing your throat until
it naturally goes away.
It naturally goes away.
Yeah,
that's
what all medicine is.
The weird
is really.
Feeling is better than the pain feeling. Right. Yeah, it just hides it. It blocks it.
Okay. We need to take a break, I think. I need to pause and sort of rinse my mouth out. Yeah.
Don't rinse.
In fact, two more pumps.
Come on,
two
bud.
More pumps during the break. We'll call it a sprake or a spray break.
Nice.
Okay, we'll be back after these messages with some questions and answers. I should say this as if I were you. Two very wise guys answering questions, trying to help people out of their sticky situations. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
I'll be right back.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Mucinex throat spray.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to give a specific brand our endorsement, but Mucinex specifically, the Insta-soothe, sore throat and pain relief. I bet there's other options too. There's the generic kind. You just got to get that benzocaine / menthol. Yeah.
Are you a convert? Because you didn't like it at first. You cried.
And now
you
I said can't it was a imagine feeling. Living my life without
That was 20 minutes ago.
Now I'm going to stub my toe and spray this on it.
He said it was habit forming.
Yeah.
Anything you don't want to feel. Sherry breaking up with you. You spray it on your heart.
That's the Homer Simpson version. Just like spraying it on things around the house that doesn't work. Oh, yeah, this gate is a little creaky. Thank you, Mucinex.
Magic spray.
So, yeah, that's my advice. I'm sure some people out there are dealing with COVID. I mean, this is the season after all. People are heading indoors. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's something to consider. It's going to be interesting. What do you think about Trump's candidacy for president? Because he recently announced.
Yeah. I kind of look forward to the Republican primary more than like the election now, just because I want to see infighting within the Republicans of like right. Ron versus Trump.
Yeah, this is kind of the fun part of politics where we get to watch a little bit of a car wreck
from afar.
Right. But when it's the general election, when that'll it's all be sad, on the line, yeah. then I'll be stressed. But right now it is kind of funny to watch like, yeah, the infighting is great.
I just don't understand how.
That's a, yeah. No one should have ever told him he was good at nicknames. Because now he's gotten a little too big for his britches.
Yeah.
They're
that
not as
long. That one's yeah. a long one.
De-sanctimonious.
Even I don't really understand what sanctimonious means. I can't imagine right. his supporters fully
Is
get it.
De-sanctimonious a word too? I guess it must be.
Yeah, but I can't see a world where after like winning 60 to 40, either DeSantis or Trump, then like fully supports the other one in their candidacy for president.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
They'll
that'd
be like, be nice. They'll all be like, no, fuck that guy. Don't vote for him. And then that'll just be the tip of the whatever necessary to hopefully win eke out another very small election in 2024.
Yeah. Goddamn. It's, I don't know. It's living in a country. Well, I guess it's good that we have elections, but every few years, it's just the stress gets so high. It's not that fun.
Did you see New York is like very much trending red? Like all the voting versus 2020 has like shifted to the right.
I did see that. But then I also was reading that like we flipped more seats than any other like state seats than in any other state.
Oh, really?
But but I just heard that on the radio, so I don't actually understand how that works. But yeah, New York doesn't look good. A lot of districts move in red.
Yeah. Do you sense that when you like drive upstate? That you're like kind of in Trump country?
It always felt a little bit like that. I think you sense it more like driving to Long Island and stuff.
Right. God's country.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, let's see here. We got some non-political cues from people that we should probably answer.
Yeah, I think. Oh,
actually,
so.
This one's not too dissimilar. Actually, I'm going to send it to you to read so I can relax my already numb-ass throat.
Okay.
This one is about moving abroad.
I love it.
I'll put it in the chat for you.
I appreciate that. Okay.
While I fucking absolutely house slash guzzle another shot and a half of this.
You should just put it in a shot class. You can consume more. And it will soothe all the way down.
Actually, why actually, don't you
if you put some of it in rectally, if you put some of it in rectally, the two will meet in the middle from the throat to the anus, and you'll have the full soothing effect in the whole body.
I'll have what's known as a blind kidney.
You haven't put anything in the chat yet.
Yeah, it's not letting me copy and paste. I emailed it to you. It's from, okay. It's called Should I Move Abroad?
Okay. Let's just pull her up. Okay.
Let's just see about that.
Yeah. So this person will call them, Ron.
That's cool.
Ron de Sanctimonious. Hey, Jake and Amir. I've spent the last 5 years in Chicago, but I spent the first 20 years of my life living in various countries throughout Eastern Europe and Asia due to my mom's job. While I love my life in Chicago, I've always felt that sometime in the future I'd like to move back overseas for a couple of years, and the company I work for has told me that I can relocate to our international offices for a few years if I'd like. I've been dating my current girlfriend for 2 years, and I feel like she's the one. We get along great, she's incredibly smart and fun, and all of my friends agree that she is the perfect woman for me. However, she has told me outright that she would never be interested in living outside of the country and tends to get sad when I bring up my dreams of moving to Europe, Korea, or South America, even if I assure her that I'd want to move back to Chicago within 3 or 4 years. I get that love is compromise and all, but it's kind of killing me to realize that I won't ever live outside of the country again if I stay with her. Do you think I should abandon my plan of living overseas again? Do I try to persuade my girlfriend to join me for a year at the risk of her resenting me for pressuring her to move? Or do I prioritize my dreams at the expense of an otherwise fantastic relationship? Any advice is appreciated. Much love.
If a European wants to live abroad, is that just what he calls it when he moves to America? Like, if a guy from Spain is living in Detroit, is he living abroad? Or is that just our word for living in Europe?
I think we would say this Spaniard is living abroad in Detroit.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they say in Spain.
And that's your problem, because you have never lived there. That's what I'm saying.
It's like, I don't think it's my problem.
You have such a myopic worldview that, like,
you also don't know.
You
also don't.
Yeah, so, well, like, I don't care to learn. That's
don't
the
try to make this a teaching you moment when you don't know either.
You
I feel like you're belittling
on being
me.
A man about the world.
No,
right?
I don't. But I absolutely do not.
I almost take pride in the fact that I don't want to travel. Like, everything I have is
I feel like
here.
You're trying to do some kind of got you thing to me, but you look worse.
I feel bad.
When all is said and done. Yeah, you should.
I'm weak. I'm absolutely
fatigued. And you're numb, too. You have COVID. So try not to be so hateful while you have it.
I have long and short COVID. And that's the long
and that's
short
the long
of
and short of it.
Nice.
Nice.
Also, this guy's already lived. He said he's already lived in Eastern Europe and Asia.
Yeah.
So what's the wanderlust about? He's been there and done that. Do you think?
Well,
it's
not like he lived
live
there
abroad?
when his mom was there too. So, like, living somewhere abroad on your own, that's
different.
Yeah. Did you say, do I think I'll ever live abroad?
Yeah.
I think I like to imagine some kind of extended stays overseas. Like, I'd love to live in like London for a month or two. I think that'd be really fun.
But not like I'm packing up my house and getting a place and paying taxes here.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Yeah, unless, I don't think you can handle that either.
It's not what that is about. I think
it's probably a little tough.
Yeah,
and
you know,
the gun
I guess
gets
it would
tough.
It would be tough for me to leave my whole entire family, who's all based on the East Coast. That would be tough, and I wouldn't want to do that. And that's the reason that I wouldn't want to live abroad. But, like, I don't know what you think is so bad about that. You're saying I couldn't handle it? Like,
I don't think
I'm not tough?
I don't think he can handle that.
Right. I am a tough guy. I am a tough guy.
Not but I wouldn't tough, want. I wonder. Yeah.
I think it's pretty tough that I'm standing up for myself right now and not saying that I would move to fuck. You know, fuck it. I'll move to Europe to just prove you wrong. How's that?
And it won't even be a convenient.
I'm moving to Barcelona.
Wow. I love
I'm
that.
I'm moving to Latvia. Just to fucking one up you.
How's that? And you know, his girlfriend for 2 years, he thinks she's the one. It seems like moving to Europe is a clean start style thing, not a continue yeah. my relationship style thing.
Well, I mean, if she's on board, I think that's a really magical little dream moment, you know, like me and my girlfriend are gonna go and like have our overseas experience. I think that sounds awesome. Honestly feel like if your dream is a non-starter for her, then the relationship isn't actually as good as you think it is. So that's kind of like, I don't know. I guess not like grounds for dismissal fully, but I think you could just be like, I really want to do it. And if you won't do it, then that's kind of like
that ultimatum.
Yeah. I think you got to go for your dreams. I'm a big fan of going for your dreams.
I feel like you only live once, right?
Right. That is YOLO. That is the saying that you didn't, right. I feel like you only live once. Don't say I feel as if you came up with it.
I feel like YOLO. Like,
yeah. YOLO is a saying. You do only live once. I think the Musinex went to your brain.
It hurt me. And now I feel light and live, actually.
Your frontal lobes are numb as well.
You know what I'm thinking now? Like, you know about Paxlovid, the drug that like kind of masks all of your COVID symptoms and then sort of gives you a metallic feeling in your mouth, but if you take it quick enough, then all your symptoms go away, and then there's a strong chance that they just come back when you're done with the Paxlovid.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mucinex, but for your entire body.
Body.
But yeah. My friend took it, and I called him a cheater. I said, you're just masking the symptoms of COVID. Why don't you go through it like an adult? And now I'm thinking, like, I'm no better than him. Like, I was trolling this teenager.
Right.
Basically calling him a coward ass. And now look at me. I'm on the Mucinex tip. Like, we're all
you do a lot of projection, like, because you were calling me a coward for not living abroad. You're calling this kid a coward for taking
medicine. That's taking control of his medical journey. That's important. Right. And now,
why don't you just?
Why am I so quick to judge? I wonder. And so are you, by the way.
I'm quick to judge you, but it's only because you have a long-standing reputation of being a little shit.
Yeah. So you always like err on the side of thinking I'm kind of a little weakling troll kind of guy.
Like, I wouldn't give you the benefit of the doubt because you haven't earned that.
Yeah.
Like, you've really like let me down on numerous occasions, if that makes sense.
I wonder if you'd give me the benefit of the gout. Do you have any idea how much my joints hurt from this fucking poison ass throat?
Why don't you spray that on your knees and elbows, actually? I think that'll help. I wonder if it would numb the skin. Spray it on your finger and see if it numbs the skin.
It's a good question. It should, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's on my pinky.
Good.
I want to put it on an important finger.
Yeah.
Holy shit, my entire hand is numb.
I can't fucking fap today.
I wasn't even doing No Nut November yet. I was giving myself a break.
I do No Nut November, but only the last week.
How many doses do you think are in this thing? It says it at the bottom. How many sprays?
I'll guess 88.
It's a good guess, but it's 500.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a good value.
Thank you.
That's a really good value.
This was a 900.
What do you think this guy should do about his dream and his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Fucking go to, where does he want to go? South Korea or some shit?
Yeah, I think you got to go.
What do you not going to go?
Go?
Because the then thing is, it'll breed resentment if you stay.
But right now, also, I feel like you're being like, the only reason I'm not living abroad is my girlfriend. She doesn't want me to go. But like, why don't you just treat that as a non-factor? Because maybe she's like, you know, he's not actually going to do it or something. So like, get started. See how possible it is and how tantalizing it is and how much you want to do it. And then you can be like, hey, I looked into this. I think I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to get over and get abroad.
Yeah.
Do you want to come? I really want you to come with me. And then if she says no, then there you go. But if she says yes, then it'll be good. And maybe she'll be more enticed to go if you have like laid a little bit of groundwork.
And it's a tough decision and it takes courage, but like, so does this shit. Like, we're all doing like crazy shit right
now. Don't try to, like, don't insert yourself into the question, right? Oh my God, are you spraying more?
Dude. I kind of started feeling it wane, and like, now I'm like chasing that, you know, like,
yeah, that first high.
Yeah. Now it's just like, it's the tingly before, you know, that like,
yeah.
Doesn't cocaine also numb? Like all the cane, benzocaine, cocaine.
I don't know. I guess maybe it numbs some stuff.
Don't they like they used to put like cocaine on like, stuff to like numb their. It's the same shit,
yeah,
right?
Totally. I don't think maybe that's the same a king. Shit. But that's what, yeah, like, it means. There is that feeling, I guess, when you put it on your gums.
You think this is cool? Like, if you saw me at a club, would you be like, that guy knows what's going on?
Yeah, like licking the inside of the bottom of your lip like that? No, I think that would be really off-putting for a lot of people.
We need to take a break just because it is starting to sort of spread. But I wanted to... Right. Dig into I'm starting to do chewing tobacco. I wanted to talk to you about that after the
messages. Feel like you lay off your throat because it's obvious
it's a lot. It's
you're putting yourself through the ringer, bub.
Exactly. I went the glass and it goes through.
Why don't you go on a vacation or something?
I think I need to. I think me and Sherry just need to get the fuck out of Dodge.
Right. You're lashing out at people. You're not being good to yourself. You're others. Addicted to Mucinex.
Things are falling apart. That's not even
the last time you went away, you got COVID. So, yeah, I don't know.
Now I'm immune, though. All right, let's take another break and come back and answer more questions after these messages. Bye.
Nice.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
One last question to rule them all.
Why not?
And then I really have to go back to the hospital.
Yeah, I think so.
We got another email from a Berkeley Law student. How cool is that?
Whoa. Didn't you go to Berkeley and your mom wanted you to be a lawyer? So it's almost like this person is like your mom would be more, forgive me for being blunt, but she would be more proud of them than you. Right?
I mean, probably, but that's this person he has questions for me. So it's almost like she should really be like, oh, look at this guy.
But you host a silly advice show. So it's kind of like,
but yeah,
you're basically, you're like a radio DJ and this person's like a lawyer, which is kind of interesting. Let's hear what the question is.
Yeah. Can you read it for us?
Oh yeah, of course. of Absolute Course. Let me just pull it up. I have it right here. It's Return to a Former Lover, is it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So let's call this person Amir. Shalom.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Look, since Amir is clearly a sucker for emails from Berkeley students, I figured I would give this a shot. Wow. So they're smart, too. I'm a grad student and had been pretty consistently hooking up with one of my classmates since the beginning of the semester until it ended last week. The relationship was complicated. We both liked each other, but agreed that it wasn't a great long-term fit. There was a relationshipy cutesy vibe to our situation, but I don't think either of us would describe it as a relationship. We went from non-exclusive to exclusive to non-exclusive again before ending things last week. Without going into details, the breakup was messy. We are both sad, but my feelings got hurt worse. Parentheses, she would tell you the same, even though I'm the one who initiated ending it. Your guys' recent advice about trusting yourself during a breakup has been super helpful, and I'm confident I'm not going to go crawling back to her anytime soon. But I'll be honest, this was the best sex I've ever had in my life. Like, so good. The kind where we're both lying there after like, holy shit, that was amazing. I used to think that just happened in movies. So here's my question. Would it be a terrible idea for us to hook up again in a few months after winter break? We will have gone a while without seeing or talking to each other, and I think it's likely that we'll both be down. Even if it's a terrible idea, is there a way to do it that lets us get nasty without feelings getting involved again and eventually restarting the breakup slash sadness cycle? I guess I want to have my cake and eat hers too. Wink,
Jesus.
Wink. Appreciate your help and go Bears.
Go Bears indeed.
Yeah.
It seems like he misses the sex most of all.
Right.
Is there a possibility that he's just good at sex now? And because would like once you've reached this level of being good, maybe mm-hmm. the majority of your partners will be good at sex now. So it's not like you have to go backwards. You can still go forward
yeah.
and find out with somebody else.
Yeah, it sounds like you had like one of two things going for this relationship. The sex was really, really good, but then the emotional connection wasn't really there. Yeah. And it sounds like she hurt you. So I think the goal would be to not get hung up in that orbit and go forward searching for good sex and good relationship.
That's, right.
That's the dream, that duo. And that's out there and it's possible.
But it just speaks to how good sex is, because sex, like, time-wise, is like a small slice of a small slice of a relationship. But yeah. if it's good, it can outdo the bad 99.9% of the time where you're being like mm-hmm. a normal, an emotionally abused person. Not that he's been abused, but just like
right.
unfulfilled. But it's like, yeah, but that one slice is so good that it's worth all the other shit, but maybe it's yeah. not.
And sometimes sex feels better when you actually don't like the person. Like,
oh, interesting.
That used to be fun too. But yeah. I think it feels the best when you do care about the person. So that's what you really need.
So there's a world where, I mean, it seems like an eligible bachelor. I mean, he's writing funny emails. He goes to Berkeley. He's a law student.
Yeah.
He's everything that my mom wants me to be. And
right.
he's probably a lot younger than me because he's in law school.
Right. Looked like graduating grad school in 2024. I wonder if Avital could date him, because that would kind of work in its
and
way.
And then me and then... Sherry could double.
Exactly. Exactly.
But Sherry's old enough Sherry? To be this fucker's mom. Actually, she does have a lot of kids, so it's borderline in play.
Really?
Yeah, she has nine kittens sort of littered about town.
Is that what she calls them?
For the sake of this story, yes. I would never do that.
Nine kittens littered about
town. Ooh, traipsing yes. about. Here's one
she has
now.
A brood. She had a litter.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Is it possible that being a law student is cooler than being a lawyer?
I guess it's probably cooler than being some lawyers.
Yeah. Because if you're a lawyer, there's almost a negative stigma attached to that. being a WAS student is almost like kind of like can be misconstrued or positively construed as like, you know, you're young and ready to take on the world. It's more like idealistic,
young,
and
hopeful,
exciting,
bright-eyed. You're going to go out there and win a big civil case like Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. And then there's like, I'm a lawyer. I actually draft the fine print for pharmaceutical companies so that they can print
We're returning. We're trading with the other attorneys. We redline
some
these
words.
Documents.
Yeah. And
careful,
I'm just
though,
up to my ears.
My dad's a tax lawyer. My dad is a tax lawyer. Okay.
Yeah, that's sort of what we're...
And like, the type of shit that we're like making fun of, that actually sounds like some emails that I've seen him send. Like the headline is attached, and that's like... I feel like we're being a little bit catty. Sorry for bringing back the kitten thing, but I feel like we're being a bit catty and a bit tacky. And I beg you to stand down, because you're talking about my dad.
Well, I guess. I mean, I was talking about lawyers in general. I wasn't even thinking about your dad. Now we're all thinking about your dad because you brought it up like that. So,
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I hope people are thinking about him with reverence and respect because he makes a lot of cash, and that cash comes to me. Okay. And I'd really hate for anything to stand in the way of that, like disrespect to my dad.
So you're saying he would, I don't know how much support he still provides for you financially.
Everything. Everything. My whole entire life.
I was going to say, hopefully not that much, because
you're
already a work.
Clothes I'm wearing today. Pictures framed behind me. He got me a gift card.
You're saying there's a world where
this LaCroix that I'm drinking, I have his credit card linked to my Amazon Prime account and my Amazon Fresh account. Honestly, pick up any fucking thing in this room. This pen. Daddy. This little figurine. That's daddy. Okay.
What is that?
it's a Dungeons and Dragons mini that I got on Hero Forge, and my dad's credit card is linked to that account. So I really think you should treat him with a little bit more respect.
I treat him with respect. I think
lest
you...
I get cut off.
Yeah, it's you that I don't respect anymore. Yeah. Because you make your own money, you're afraid to like touch it or something, or it's all part of like a different family system. He gets all the money and then he like allots it to you and your siblings. I don't really know what's going on there.
I funnel my money that I earn from HeadGum and Patreon to my secret family that I have in Duluth. What don't you understand about that?
And then you get money from your father.
My dad to take care of me here.
Right. Okay.
You really don't get it.
I think the sad thing is I do.
Okay.
So, I mean, the advice for this guy is obvious. It's keep calm and chive on.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think if you basically just ended this relationship and you're already thinking about when you could have no strings attached sex, it actually sounds like you're still a little bit caught up in the relationship.
Yeah.
So you kind of shouldn't even be thinking about that yet. I think you should just focus on yourself and focus on moving on and focus on being single and maybe eventually finding somebody that's not this person, because the sex will be good and the connection will be better.
Yeah. All right. Thank you to y'all for listening. Thank you to y'all for writing in. We need questions. ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
That
we're running
is
low
correct.
On theme songs and questions now that we're organized. So now's your best bet to have us answer your dilemmas and listen to your theme songs.
We basically unsubscribe from all of our spam so we can finally read questions. So now is the perfect time.
That's right. And we're also making videos on our Patreon every week. Patreon.com/JA. Next week you're coming to LA, right? We're going to be able to record in the same room.
That's right, we'll be recording together on Monday and or Tuesday.
As I hawk, cough, sneeze and fart into the same room as you. I wonder
all
if I'll be safe
of your bodily
by
functions. It should be fine.
All right, cool. So we'll see you then. Thank you for listening, everybody. Let's play that Eric Novak ditty on our way out.
Yes, please.
What was it? Bad Magic.
Bad. I'm not sure.
Yes, Eric from Bad Magic. See you guys soon, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Picture yourself in a sticky situation. What the hell? You don't want to face it. Nothing left to do but turn to the internet for some sage advice. Yeah.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.